It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
We all know that if you want to take care of your body, you need to exercise and stay fit. And when it comes to our brains, did you know that listening to music has the same kind of effect? There aren't many things that can stimulate our brains the way music can. Studies have shown it can even keep our brains from aging. Not only that, music also reduces anxiety, blood pressure, pain, and can improve our sleep, our mood, and our memories. My next guest knows all of this very well, and she was recently celebrated in the music industry for bringing music into the lives of children. Annie Ray, the Performing Arts and Department Chair and Orchestra Director at Annandale High School in Fairfax County, Virginia, was honored at this year's 66th Annual Grammy Awards in Los Angeles, recognizing her as someone who has made a significant contribution and demonstrated a commitment to music education. Annie is someone who has made it a mission to ensure that music is accessible to all students, especially those who live with a disability. And when I read about this incredible achievement, I knew I had to get Annie to come on the podcast to share her music journey with all of us. Please welcome Grammy Award winner and music educator Annie Ray to the Janice Dean Podcast. Annie Ray, I love everything about your story. How was the Grammys? I'll start off with that question.
Oh my gosh, I keep on using this term, but it was this absolute whirlwind. It was such a funny like juxtaposition from like being on the podium with the kids and then suddenly I'm at the Grammys and then suddenly I'm back on the podium with the kids.
Oh my goodness. When did you find out that you were getting this special award?
So I actually found out several weeks before everyone else knew where it was announced, but they asked that I kept it to myself as they prepared the announcement on CBS. So I knew for a while and kept it just to myself.
How did they find out about you?
I was nominated actually twice. So the first time I went through the nomination process, I was nominated by my department chair at the time, Dr. Mike Ward. And then I was nominated again by Dr. Angela Ammerman for this last series.
Wow. And what did you think about that? I mean, just to be nominated for something like this.
If I'm being honest, I think that being recognized by my peers and my colleagues is actually like meant so much to me, like more than people will ever understand. Like it meant more to me than the actual award and some components because of just me knowing that like I was making impact on their life and that they were they knew that or they were wanting to recognize that meant the world.
Mm-hmm. When did you realize that music was going to impact your life? How old were you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I actually began piano when I was 3. I come from a music family and started performing extensively on harp also at a young age. And so I always knew that music was going to have an impact on my life. But I knew I was going to be an orchestra director actually since middle school because of my orchestra director and now my mentor, Dennis Langevin.
Mm. And you talk about music teachers having such a great impact on you and obviously the students you teach. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it hits us in just a different way. Music education is such like a valuable resource that people don't know about. And it's from not a lack of appreciation, but it's more from like a lack of understanding and knowledge of like what we're trying to teach. It's such a humbling and vulnerable experience to learn something new, and especially when it's like something so out there and bold and loud and in everyone's faces. It's a very humbling process and experience.
Mm-hmm. Both my kids, I'm not from a real musical background. You know, I had to take an instrument in school. I didn't love it. I wanted to play the saxophone and my parents were like, we don't think we want to hear the saxophone, but maybe the flute. So I took the flute and I didn't love the experience. But early on when I had both my boys, I wanted them to experience music in their life. So we bought a used piano. We brought it into our home and we started lessons for the boys relatively early. early. And there was no real expectation that they were going to be pianists or musicians or whatever. I just thought it would enhance something in their brain. That was my mind. And so both of them are now, they both play cello and they both play piano. And I truly believe that has impacted on their young lives in the way that I can't even maybe describe it.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. I'm so happy to hear that your sons are in music and involved in that. And I'm sorry that you did not have the best experience out.
It still had an experience on me that I wanted to present to my kids when they were younger.
No, that's good. That's good. It's one of those things where I think you have to find your own personal connection with it and find what it means to you, whatever it is in that process, that humbling experience of learning something. But that makes me so happy to hear that your sons are so involved in music.
Well, the part two to this is that they've also had wonderful instructors, both very beautiful young women who play the piano. I think, listen, I'm going to be honest. I think that, you know, has helped them. But not only that, they are very kind, patient people. And I think that's really important. Not just the fact, you know, that they're really, you know, pretty ladies that love music, but also they are kind to my sons and are patient with them because it can be so very frustrating. It really does take a very good teacher, I think, for kids to continue and want to be involved in music.
Well, that I'm glad to hear that they have like connected and with them in that sense. And I agree, like it, you have to find a way to connect where it's like, well, music is not about the notes and rhythms on a page. It's so much more. It's about the process. It's about what's happening between the notes. We all see like the final product on stage and everyone thinks that just happens or it's from talent, but it's not. It's really about the process and allowing yourself to, like I said, sit with the bad notes and do it boldly and loudly. And that's the cool thing about our classroom and that I really try to instill in the students is a sense of like, okay, make a bad note. I want you to be really, really, really loud with that bad note and see what happens. Nothing happened. And they can take that lesson through the rest of their life. Like when you come to a class, like let's say math, for example, it's just very much you on your like paper as you struggled and like work with a problem. But in music, it has to be very loud and out there. And it takes you just being brave, which is a very unique thing to do in front of other people and be a part of that environment. I think it's one of the only places in our schools that's actually teaching that life skill of it's okay to be really bad at something and be publicly really bad at something before you're good.
I love that. I really do. And, you know, a lot of the teachers, you know, that they have now, both male and female, sometimes they become therapists, you know, because the kids will go into the classroom, they're stressed out about the last exam they have. And, you know, and it reflects on the music that they're playing sometimes. And I'm in awe of their teachers saying, you know what, let's take a break. And sometimes they're almost therapists to the kids.
Oh, yes, 100%. That's why our partnership with the nonprofit Music for Life is so important to us, where our students receive free in-school private lessons with their one-on-one with their teachers. Is to have that connection with a teacher is something that everybody should have the opportunity to have, no matter what your socioeconomic background is. To have someone deeply care about you one-on-one and very specifically support your own learning is important. But in our large classroom too, when I'm on the podium with them, I try to be very human in front of them. And I will say to them like, okay, I'm trying something new today. It might not work and that's okay. Or I'll go up and be like, hey, like I'm having a hard day today, but let's make some music and process it together. Mm-hmm. So just putting out there and being a human in front of them, I think is one of the things that they connect and latch onto a lot.
And we'll be back with more of the Janice Dean podcast right after this.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Tell me about the Crescendo Orchestra for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities. This part of the story really touches my heart because I just feel that we need more of this. We need more acceptance for our kids that do have challenges in their life.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the greatest joys in my life is Crescendo Orchestra. And I'm so lucky to be working with them, because every day these students teach me so much more than I will ever teach them. And I've said it over and over again, and I mean it, because it's so easy as someone who's been involved in music from a young age and professionally performing for so long to forget what music is actually about. Now, there's this term musicking. It's not my term, but it means the act of making music. And we all say that music is the universal language, but the act of making music is actually what is universal, because different cultures have different tonal centers that we might not be attuned to with our ears, but just going through the process and the humbling process of making notes and struggling with something is universal. And so with Crescendo, it like truly embodies that idea of just being human and coming together and connecting. And so every day I learn from them of what process looks like, of what music is actually about. And I'm so honored that Crescendo has taken like such a huge centerfold in like the media and what people have latched onto. It means the world that people are seeing this, because a program like this should exist in every school. But I do want to highlight there's other organizations out there who have been doing this already. There's organizations like United Sound or Giving Bach, which is kind of like a best buddies style, if you know what that is, or Special Olympics style sort of approach to orchestra playing. But there is whole orchestras that are actually with adults with intellectual or physical disabilities. And there are other programs around the country that are doing this as well. So I do want to highlight the work of others. And just it's just proof that like no matter what your program looks like, you can start something like this.
Mm. What are some of the stories that you think about when you decided to do this? Like some of the students that you've had that have overcome a challenge, and you know, I think of the smiles on their faces. I think of them achieving something that maybe they thought they couldn't do. I mean, it must be hard to explain.
Oh, it is. It's something that you truly have to experience. And my journey with this actually began back in, I think, 2019, if not a little bit sooner than that, when I had two students who were placed into my general education orchestra classroom who needed a lot more support than I could offer them in the moment. And I was watching them and being like, I hope that they're getting something from this. I don't know if they are, but when I worked with them one-on-one, I realized, oh my gosh, like they know everything that is happening. They're just processing in a different way. They know exactly what the information is that I'm teaching in this class. And so when I was at Annandale High School, and this was like when I first got there, and the pandemic had just started, all of our students were online, obviously, but they had brought back the students with significant severe disabilities. And I was teaching from the school because my husband took it upon himself to renovate our entire house while I'm teaching online. And so I just was like, you know what? I'm just dying to make music with somebody. And so I walked down, I invited them to my classroom, and I just showed them all of the instruments. And then one student, his name is Kevin, he was not happy to be there because he was thrown out of his routine, but we gave him a cello. And as soon as he started bowing back and forth, his eyes welled up with tears and he didn't want to leave the classroom. And Kevin is the reason that it became, well, then I went and observed their day-to-day classes and worked with their special education team to kind of transform what they were doing in their classroom into the orchestra room. And Kevin became a core member of that ensemble. And now that he's actually graduated, he comes back every class to assist my class as one of my instructional assistants.
Oh, I just love that story. I also love the fact that, you know, you're never too old to learn an instrument. I love that parents can learn with their kids at the same time.
Oh, yes. That goes back 100% to what we were talking about, like educating the community about like why music matters, because it's not something that you understand until you've experienced it. You can read all the papers on it, all of the studies on why music is important, but until you have sat through the process of it, it's not something that you can quite understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really truly believe it's brought something very special into my boys' life. And if they decide that they don't want to do music after school, you know, both of them, you know, my oldest son has been playing cello for 6 or 7 years now in high school. And, you know, I hear him play and I just I'm speechless when I hear him play. You know, it's just like one of those things that you're just so grateful that he's able to do something like that. I don't know if I can properly tell him how it makes me feel to see him being able to do something like this.
Yeah, it connects to us on like such a different plane that people don't understand. And like, that's a great point that you brought up of, you don't know if he's going to do something with music outside of when he graduates. And that's like the best point is like, we're not trying to create the next Yo-Yo Ma. We're trying to create good people.
Yes.
And there's no better way to do that than connecting. And Annandale is a great example of that. We have over 66 countries represented here. We have so many, just this vast, diverse range of backgrounds, from refugees to students who are at risk to students who have supportive families where both parents are able to be involved. Like, it's this wide, diverse background. And yet we are all the same when we all come together and breathe together and feel the downbeat of the music together. We're truly unified in one. And I've said it before and I will say it again. I believe some of the best teaching across the country is happening in music schools, and not just about music, but teaching in general. When I found out I was receiving this award, the first thing I thought to myself was, wow, like, people don't understand though. Like, I am being mentored daily by my colleagues. They all deserve to be celebrated to this extent, because truly the work that they're doing is just unbelievable.
Now, you also work with a local charity to give damaged instruments a second life in the classroom, which I also love. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we partner with an organization called Instruments in the Attic, and they have provided my program with just a wide variety of instruments, from really high quality ones for students that are going on to pursue some sort of music profession, to instruments that, you know what, can take a little bit of a hit in crescendo orchestra, and I don't feel bad about slapping a hand sticker on it and ruining the varnish, or super gluing something to it to make it more accessible to the student. No, I'm very lucky that they have supported our program so much. But I have to give a shout out to Fairfax County Public Schools, because they have a program called Instruments for All, where any student who qualifies for free or reduced lunch gets an instrument for rental, like a quality one, for $20 for the whole year. And this is one of the only, I think, I've never heard of anything like this except for here at Fairfax County Public Schools. So the amount of instruments that they churn out to give to students to give them access to quality music education, it's just unbelievable.
That's tremendous. That really, I think that should be in every school. I really do. I think it's just awareness. You know, I think that spreading the word, too, is really important. Tell me, you know, how people can help. You know, I would love to be able to donate to a cause that will give music into somebody's classroom.
Well, a lot of it, there is like a way that you can donate, but you can also donate time, but also donate your advocacy. When it comes to policy changes, whether it's at the local or national levels, taking a moment and writing that letter to whoever's making these decisions on budget supports, it makes a huge impact. Or write a letter to the principal of your student's music teacher being like, hey, this teacher has really impacted my student in X, Y, and Z ways. Those little ways really add up in terms of word, or supporting your student's booster program can go just miles, just like so far. And so there are like big causes that you can donate to. And you can look up places on like the American String Teacher Association, or our bigger, wider one, the NAFME, N-A-F-M-E. So the National Association for Music Educators have tons of resources where people can just donate money. But going at the very local level and just supporting your students' programs can go a long way, especially with helping prevent teacher burnout.
Yeah. And going back to the Grammys, you know, I read that many of these celebrities came up to you and told them stories about music teachers that impacted their lives.
Oh, my gosh. It was such an amazing moment to meet all of them, because it was just a moment of like, oh, you're just a person, too. it was very cool to connect with them. But Meryl Streep, in particular, said that a music educator changed her life. And I wish I had more time to hear more about that. But those words just like deeply hit me to know that she thought that highly of music educators. And then like SZA, for example, came and jumped into my interview at the Grammys, but she just treated me just like another person. And to have that was unbelievable. To have her consider me a peer was very kind.
I love it. I bet you a lot of these celebrities would do a PSA message because especially, you know, performers and artists that are on the Grammys and they have these stories that somebody influenced them to, you know, become this incredible star. You know, you have to start somewhere and it has to be, you know, a light has to go off. You have to be influenced or there has to be someone that you want to emulate or you want to, you know, please or, you know, a mentor really. So I think that is such an important point is they came up to you and said, I remember this teacher and this teacher changed my life.
Yes. But I also want to applaud going back to you and your sons. I want to applaud you also for supporting your sons through those early stages of making a bad sound because kids know, they know that they're like, oh, this doesn't sound good. But to have a parent that instead says like, oh no, Jimmy's bringing out the violin to play again, like to have them be like, okay, it's okay. Try again. Let's do it together. Yeah. Let's be there. To have that is everything. And I just want to put that out for all the caregivers who are listening. Like, instead of saying like, oh no, like someone's about to start practicing, instead of be like, okay, let's make this bad sound together. Or be like, how about I hold my violin and you teach, or your violin and you teach me now and let your kid be the expert and lead you. So I want to applaud you for that. Because yes, there can be always these, like SZA can give us a shout out or you can have an influential teacher, but to have a caregiver who says, okay, let's make this loud mistake together and it's more than okay. In fact, it's celebrated. That's where the real motivation comes from is in the day to day.
And listen, there are bumps in the road because my youngest stopped piano for a while because he just got frustrated. There was a lot going on in it. You know, he had exams and seventh grade is a lot. So I said to his music teacher, you know, I think Theodore wants to take a bit of a break. And she was like, that's okay. That's fine. And if he doesn't want to continue, that's okay too. And then a couple of weeks would go by and then Theodore approached me and said, I want to try again. And it was like, oh, she's the best. That's the best, you know, few words that you can say to me is, I want to try again. You know, he thought about it, he missed it, and he wants to do it again. I mean, it's tremendous.
Yeah. And again, that goes back to the environment of like, it's okay to pause, reflect, and figure out like where we want to be and like what we want to do and who we are. But it's something, like I said, like, really, that's like shows a lot of maturity on his side to reflect and be able to be like, I'm going to do it again. It's okay to fall. It's okay to fail. Like, it's okay to do it again. That takes a lot of like maturity on his side to do that. But I also think like, again, going into our classroom, like learning how to push through frustrations, learning how to push through like something not happening right away. And then coming back on the other side when things have been really, really hard and demotivating, but then being successful. Like, what a life lesson there. Because that's how our day-to-day human life is, our day-to-day normal life is.
It's so true. So what's next for you? You win this Grammy Award. I mean, so was it surreal? Like, were you like, oh my gosh, I pinch myself? How did that? I know I keep going back to that, but it must have been Meryl Streep is talking to me. That's like crazy.
I got back and I was like, what just happened? but yeah, I think it was like so much happening all at the same time. It was a little overstimulating where I couldn't process in the moment. But the most therapeutic thing for me was to just get back on the podium with the students right away. And my husband was like, why don't you just take a day and like regather your thoughts? And I said, no, I really want to like just go back there. And I just want to be with the kids. I just want to be back with the students because I say this all the time, but nothing feels better than being on the podium with them and working with them and just making music. And it was a very much a regrounding moment of like, this is what actually matters. This is why I do what I do is right here. So it's been surreal, like to say the least. And I'm, as far as to what I'm doing next, my door is like very open to whatever this journey is taking me on. And I'm still trying to figure that out. And I will, I think, for quite some time. But right now, what's next for me is a class in 10 minutes and okay. Just making music with them and figuring out where this journey is going to go.
Oh, what a pleasure. I would love to keep in touch because I think that this is a really important message. And I want more kids to have access to music in their lives because, I mean, now more than ever, I think it can bring us together.
Oh, yes. Yes, 100%. And like just having access to music and quality instruments and quality instruction goes so far.
Well, say hi to your students for me. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for, you know, for everything. Congratulations on your award. And let's keep in touch.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thanks again to Annie Ray for coming on to share her incredible story. Annie's words and lessons in music inspire me, and I hope they did the same for you. Annie wants to make sure that every child has access to quality music education and continues to develop opportunities to give access to music and students in all demographics. She is the orchestra director and performing arts department chair at Annandale High School in Virginia's Fairfax County Public School System. And by the way, the Grammys Music Educator Award that recognizes educators is taking entries for next year's award. And if you know a teacher that should be honored with this title, you can nominate them by filling out an application. Just head to GrammyMusicTeacher.com. Thank you to all of my listeners. If you have someone you think should make the Dean's List, let me know at Janice Dean on Twitter or Janice Dean FNC on Instagram. Or you can rate this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.